Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's your host, Kevin27, back with another fight episode. And today, we can finally rejoice, Straight Outta Marvel fans. We are back with some MCU Marvel content. And today on the docket, we have X-Men 97 Season 1, Episode 1, Episode 2 review. Yo, it is a beautiful day in the Marvel neighborhood. So while you are in the Marvel neighborhood, please make sure you're giving a 5-star rating to your beautiful host, Kevin27, on Straight Outta Marvel, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And please like, comment, subscribe on YouTube at Kevin27World and follow on Instagram and Twitter, aka X at Kevin27World. Now, let's get down to brass tacks, man. I thought the first two episodes were amazing. I feel like they picked up right from where it left off. And I will say this as a guy born in 1991. I am excited every time we get to go back to the 90s because I was a kid in the 90s. You guys already know my story of X-Men. I had the VHS with the first two episodes and never got to watch the full season. Because I don't know, like, I didn't even know it was on TV. Like, I mean, I was 6 years old. Like, come on. So, you know what I mean? Like, that was always crazy to me. And going back and watching the first five seasons of, you know, the X-Men series, man, it was amazing. So, seeing this, season one, episode one, to me, my X-Men, I thought was great. So, what we're going to do here is, I'm going to talk about episode one, but I do got to go back and rewatch it because family drama was happening and ensuing, and I couldn't really enjoy it. So I'm going to watch episode one with you guys, but it will only be that episode because, I mean, it's like 2 a.m. So, yeah. And then we're going to do episode two later, but I'm still going to talk about both episodes and how I felt about it, okay? So to me, episode one, just picking up from where we left off, I thought was actually a good thing. You know, I was wondering, would it be something like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to do X-Men, but 2024. Nope, it wasn't that. It was X-Men, and it was a continuation from the first one, so I really enjoyed that. The noticeable difference was obviously the animation is just way more crisp, way more elite, you know. And watching this series, and especially from the first two episodes, it reinforces that Cyclops is the guy. Like, it reinforces that Cyclops is the leader of the X-Men. He's the one, you know. For some reason, I don't know if it's just because Hugh Jackman's star shines so bright, but for some reason, Hugh Jackman was the star of the movies and Cyclops was an afterthought. You know, I don't know why that is. I think it could be just how Hugh Jackman was set up. Who knows? But he was definitely the star of the films, but in the TV show, it was always Cyclops. And the way they portrayed this episode and or X-Men in this series so far through two episodes, it's clear that Cyclops is the number one guy. So it's very fitting that it was called To Me, My X-Men. So it says Cyclops race to find the source of new anti-mutant technology, and it was a group that was able to control sentinels and all of this stuff. And I thought it was pretty cool because they still kept it in that realm. And I know I'm saying it again for the third time, but I really enjoy it. It really made me feel like the 90s. You know what I mean? Like, it made me feel like a kid all over again watching this. You know, I'm watching with my brother-in-law, and he going crazy, just naming all of the characters. He's like, oh, wow, that's Rogue. Oh, wow, that's Storm. Oh, wait, is that Jubilee? Like, you know, because he's not a a Marvel fan like I am. Like, so he probably haven't seen it since, you know, we was a kid in the 90s, you know, because me and him the same age. So he probably hasn't seen it since then. So I love what Marvel is doing, you know, with Disney Plus. Sucks for Bo DiMaggio, man. You see his name is the executive producer all over the place. You know, who knows? Apparently, Marvel seen that he was on some freaky deaky stuff with OnlyFans. And I ain't gonna lie, man. A dude who writing for Marvel and his own OnlyFans, get him out of here, man. Because we don't need no Me Toos and all that coming in the next whatever years. Talking about you was diddling somebody. Hey, if you have, I feel like this should be anyone right now with because of the advent of social media. And I get it, people gonna be freaky. But bro, if you get any sign that a motherfucker a freak and he don't know how to closet his freak, can him. So I'm not mad at him, man. I'm not mad at how they did Eric. Hey, any sign of some freaky shit, you out of here, man. I feel like that should be the standard because, bro, we should be tired of all of the sexual assault and Me Toos and all of this. We should be tired of it, man. So any sign of freakiness, get him out of here. So, but regardless, from what I've seen so far, he's done a good job. All right, so before we get into this ultimate review of, the first episode, Come to Be My X-Men, I would like to say that shout out to Kevin Feige for making sure the entire cast was back. So everyone pretty much sounds the same, except for Rogue. Rogue doesn't sound, she you can still feel like her from the original series, but does it sound bad to say she doesn't sound that seductive? And maybe that might sound messed up because I was what, 6 years old when this came out? But yeah, man. She don't sound like sexy like she did. Fuck it, I'm gonna say it because I was a kid. Like, she don't sound sexy like she did, you know? I can still hear her in there, but it don't sound the same. So that was one thing I did take away from it, that Rose just didn't sound the same. Other than that, everyone else was good. You know, and the first episode I thought was really fire, you know. I thought it set the tone quite well. Professor X being dead is crazy. Professor X being dead is crazy. But at the same time, I feel like I remember them burying him at the end of season 5 or something. So I remember it happened. It was either season 4 or season 5, whichever one was the last one. They did end up burying him, so I feel like I remember that quite well. So I'm not mad at it. So, you know, really, really good first episode, though, overall. I really enjoyed it, and I just think that Marvel is killing it on the animation side. Amazon should take notes, you know, because Invincible looks nowhere near as good as this X-Men 97 look, and they are trying to capture the 1997 aesthetic, and it still looks miles ahead of Invincible, you know, for Prime Studios, so, or Amazon Studios, whatever their thing is called, you know. So yeah, they got to do better, man, over there. But I feel like Marvel is killing it. Compare that, when I say that, I say Invincible to, you know, this X-Men 97. I don't think it's a comparison, or definitely not from What If, because What If, they're allowed to be futuristic and all of that stuff, and it definitely isn't close. So to me, X-Men, it was a slam dunk, you know, and I actually want to watch the first episode again. So let's get into it. Yeah, the intro was basically like, it was so, here we go with episode 1, To Me My X-Men. And to be frank, I will be doing my full review, and I'm talking about everything about Quiet on the Set. Means a lot to me when you're talking about my childhood as a Nickelodeon baby. So yeah, man, we're gonna be talking about that for sure when it comes to episode 3 of Off Day Tomorrow. I'm asleep late. Despite their strange powers. But is mankind ready to share a future with those whose science claims were born to replace us? Experts debate this and more after the break. The buyer's really gonna throw down 10 grand for every mutant we nab? Says he's using them for target practice. What's the FOH? The fuck out of here's?
Please don't hurt me. I'm Roberto da Costa, heir to the da Costa fortune. Name a price. Money's not an issue.
Beauty thinks it's about cash. Funny. What's this freak's trick?
No clue.
The dude just said 10 bands per mutant. So now he's talking about it's not about money. Which one is it?
Your powers are bye-bye.
I'm not like the ones on TV. I'm one of the good ones.
A good mutant? Now that is rich.
I'm telling you, man, they keeping that same energy because I feel like they want to say a good N-word. That's how I felt when I watched the original X-Men series. Mutant always feels like the N-word, but it could be because I'm a minority. Now, what does that mean? She said mistress of the elements? Anytime I've ever heard the term mistress, it's never been an endearing term. Pretty much like a, you know, slut. So what is that about? Mistress of the elements.
Bishop for striving to resolve matters peacefully.
A real peaceful storm. Keep shooting, punk! Is it me, or did these dirtbags get upgrades?
Oh, okay. So for a second, I didn't remember this guy, but now I do remember this guy. I don't know if he's black or what, but I do remember him from the Days of Future Past episodes. Because I couldn't think about him for a second, but now that I'm looking at it, I remember he's from Days of Future Past. He's from the future.
Definitely the good guy.
Get down. Scum like you get your hands on Sentinel technology.
What, you freak shows think we wouldn't find a way to evolve too? Take his visor before he starts up again.
No, don't! I surrender!
Not.
Storm and Bishop could have been hurt. We needed you out there.
You stopped the bad guys, saved the kid, got home safe. These beignets need to be more than you did, mon ami.
So when I look at Gambit, I'm like, why he looks so damn fruity?
What that means, Gambit?
Means you get to howling like
I never thought about Gambit looking like a fruit pop. Like, what's up with this?
And Storm and Bishop are made of sterner stuff than you think.
Rogue always come to Gambit's rescue.
Rogue, the professor entrusted us with his dream of...
My man's got a belly shirt on.
We have to stay vigilant, no matter how good things seem out there.
The last few months have been rough, what with the professor being gone and all. But sugar, if you don't simmer down, you're gonna die of a stroke.
Rogue is right, Cyclops. Scott, while I trust that all my students would gladly die for my dream.
And my brother-in-law, he was like, bro, tell me he didn't come around that corner sassy as hell. I was dying. Because I thought the same thing. That's how I knew it was Morph.
Stop being a creep, Morph.
Look like Cyclops about to have that stroke.
Maybe this him.
Remy, you could have hurt someone.
He doesn't care, Jean. All he cares about are his stupid beignets. I don't know who's worse, him or Wolverine.
Well, can everyone just please behave? This is a school, after all, and we need to be role models for our guest.
Jean's right. That kid's our only lead to where those extremists got their hands on Sentinel tech.
Salutations and welcome. I'm...
Blue? Very blue.
Wow. An astute observation, my boy. Hank McCoy here. Or if you prefer my friendly nom de guerre, Beast. That there at the foot of your bed is...
Name's Jubilee. And dude, I get it. One day life's fresh, then the next day you're waking up to a blue monkey singing Mozart as he tinkers with doohickeys.
Simian analogies, Jubilee. Shame on you. And this doohickey is an elegant piece of art capable of teleporting someone through time and space.
Bishop's bling. He's a time traveler.
Hank, how fares the boy?
Besides a cavity in a layman's existential fear of metaphysics, Mr. DaCosta here is in perfect health.
I need to go. Where's my jacket? Tell me I didn't lose it. Super expensive.
Roberto, we can't let you go just yet.
Oh.
Now, Roberto.
How much?
For the save, I was going to pay those creeps.
Typical brown, brown-skinned guy named Roberto.
Giant arm was from a machine called a Sentinel.
You couldn't call him Jose or Juan. Why had to be Roberto?
Hey, hold up. Today's been a day and you're coming at me with giant robot arms?
Your attackers could still be out there, child. Should we let you leave, they could find you and kill you.
So now you're kidnapping me.
Kidnapping? We want to help mutants, even arrogant yuppies like you.
We capping it right here. This is the last drink. Last drink of the night. We capping it right here. Because I need a drink for tomorrow.
Do whatever a kid like you does.
At least say there's something to do around here besides listen to Mozart.
And I'm only doing this one episode because I want to put this out before I go to work. If I do two, I probably won't. I actually want to put this out before I go to bed because it's already 2 a.m. All right, now we see Magneto, but obviously this is in the simulation.
It's the danger room. It's where we train. That's Magneto, the professor's ex-bestie. They had different takes on mutant-human coexistence. So, what can you do? Fly? Teleport? Shoot gold balls from your body? That'd be weird.
The like is not even real.
You would turn your back on your own?
Better show me those powers, tough guy.
Seriously, girl, get a life.
Show the lady some respect.
Oh, so scary, Jubilee. Can we stop now?
Computer, end program. Scary enough for you, bub?
Agencies in the U.S., England, and Mexico have been catching rumors
of... Wolverine put that damn animanium through your head, boy.
How are these?
Better stop playing.
Tech? You said the U.N. destroyed all the Sentinels.
And we did.
Oh, I guess I just imagined the big robot hand that almost took out my team. Someone's putting this stuff out there.
Dr. Cooper. What about Bolivar Trask?
Trask's been missing ever since his inventions tried to swap out President Kelly's brain with a Sentinel computer. He'd need a master mold factory to build new Sentinels, and you X-Men destroyed the only one years ago.
Well, when cardio wraps, maybe you can spare the calories to go make sure he didn't build another one.
Charles Xavier was a dear...
Yo, why he over here hating because she's working out?
The UN Council to work with the X-Men. A little trust, Scott.
Professor loved to say, trust happens when actions meet words. Cyclops out.
It's so crazy because looking at this type of stuff back in 97 was like, oh my God, it's so futuristic. Now when I'm looking at it in 2024, I'm like, all of this stuff looks archaic. Running around with sentinel
blasters. You're too hard on yourself and the team. Remember when we were young and we'd sneak down to the lake instead of doing our danger room drills?
Oh, yeah. The professor would shout, "Your childish hijinks have cost you 5 demerits, young man."
And you'd say, "But sir, what's the point of being an X-Man if we're not allowed to enjoy our lives?"
Whoa, whoa, I did not sound like that.
Oh, yes, you did. You still sound like that. Those days have been on my mind a lot lately, darling.
Man, my boy knocked Jean Grey up. Sure. That's what's up. Salute.
The team
put a baby up in them.
Family, but with the baby coming, maybe it's time to think of a life beyond the X-Men.
Beyond? You mean leave the team? Jean.
It's like you said, Scott. What have we been fighting for all these years if not the chance to finally live our lives?
We were the professor's first students. The X-Men need us here.
The team will be fine. Our son will need us more. Deep down, you know that. And I know it hurts, but this one time, Scott, it's okay for you to let go.
Sure! Yo, what? Just knocked down a Professor X picture. No, they playing basketball.
What are you doing? Bozo here scared Roberto off. Cyclops, what if those creeps with the sentinel gizmos find him?
No, playing basketball, man, get heated.
Go find the kid and take Jubilee. Actually, all of you could stand to act a little more like X-Men. Go with them.
Hey now, we didn't do a dang thing.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Jean may take the Boy Scout routine, Summers, but I don't much go in for being bossed around.
Cry me a river, Wolverine.
Logan, find Roberto, please.
Yo, Logan still loves Jean.
But want to know the worst part about the professor being gone? You.
He didn't mean it.
Doesn't matter. I know who we need to see to find Bolivar Trask, the man who killed Charles Xavier.
Kids here, but there are too many damn sets.
Looks like we split up. Nice place to pass a good time, eh, Shell?
I'm telling you, the animation looks like late 90s, but so futuristic in the same sentence. It's so crazy. My power sap and touch it,
leaving with a nasty hangover. Any worthwhile man would gladly suffer your hand in a dance.
Thought you were gonna slice Summer's head off back there. Want to talk about it?
Let's just find this trust fund baby and get out of here, Morph.
I know what's wrong. How? Why, I'm Jean Grey, humble telepath extraordinaire, and I'm having the most beautiful baby in the world with the most boring man in the world, and oh, hello you on the sidelines, watching our exhausting...
Damn, where's someone who have my boring babies?
Perfection. If we ain't fighting Magneto, we're dodging aliens and sentinels. School's no place for a baby. You, Jean knows as much.
You don't think...
They're leaving the team, Morph. Jean's leaving.
No, no, I'm not going back there.
Dork, let's go. You're not safe here.
One dance, then I'll come. Promise.
Pause. See, now why she gotta use her mutant powers to dance?
Beats that stuffy mansion, right?
Hey, at least they're not out wasting time partying when they could be helping people.
And waste the best years of my life on some bald guy's corny dream?
Of course, someone like you would find a little selflessness corny.
Peace, love, I get it. But do you have to make such a big stink about it?
Is that why you didn't use your powers against those goons? Didn't want to rub their faces in it?
It's like me and my says, Jubilee. Vivek Nishi Vivek. Live and let live. Sometimes people don't get along.
Don't I know it, pup? FOH ran when they saw us coming. Dropped one of their little toys, too.
Gray Cyclops found where these bad boys are coming from. Before things get too hot to handle.
Can't believe this fool nearly cost us the whole future.
He still cost us enough.
Oh, FOH is Friends of Humanity.
You helped fund his Sentinel program when you worked for the Defense Department.
Gyrick, you're serving 25 years. You talk and I get it down to 10.
You mutants are moving up, making friends in high places. Though it's gotta hurt offering that deal to me. Those Sentinel upgrades really threw you.
We merely hoped some human...
A motherfucker who killed Professor Xavier, he shouldn't even get 25. He should get life for one. And for you to say you would give him 10, like, come on.
Yet your
what is that about?
He has only made humanity more sympathetic to our cause.
Oh, did it? No, you're in vogue, Storm. A fad. Look at my mutant friend. But under all that fashionable sympathy, normal people know the more room we make for your kind, the less we leave for ours. So we might wear tolerance on our sleeves, but we know the naked truth. Tolerance is extinction.
10 years, Gyrick. Yours to win or lose.
I won the day I shot the man you freak shows look up to. And you get an A for effort, Mr. Summers. But we both know you're no Charles Xavier.
You're right. I'm not Charles Xavier. He'd reason with you. Be patient.
He'd do everything in his power to save you.
Save me? From what? You?
No. But have you met my wife?
Hatred weakens your mind, Mr. Gyrick.
Oh, damn, that was hard. I like how he did that.
Allow me to penetrate your thoughts from any distance I please.
Get out of my head!
One master hold is not enough. We need backups.
I know a place.
Something's wrong. Someone else...
Wait. What? Oh, snap. Oh, yeah, I definitely had to watch this again. Is that Sandman? What the hell?
People. Jean's psychic scan placed Trask in the Sahara Desert. We fly into the coordinates, detain Trask, and shut down Master Mode for good.
I say we skip detaining and mail Trask back to the UN in little pieces.
There will be no dismembering, Wolverine.
Dismembering? Nah. Weight loss.
We get this done by working together as a team. Think you can do that, Logan?
Jeez, Dad. Keep buzzing in my ear. What would we do if we ever lost you?
Damn!
Hang on, people!
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, this was needed. I really had to come back and watch this. I watched the second one in great detail, but this one, I really had to come back and watch this.
Mende.
Solid work, team. See you on the ground. To me, my X-Men.
Damn, this shit go hard.
Gyrick warned me you were coming. Even in prison, he has friends who know the mutant agenda must be stopped.
Trask, we don't want to fight.
You mutants may be the next step in evolution, but you're still...
Not evolution.
You need to be put down.
Final warning, Trask.
This is the beginning of a beautiful and voluntary friendship.
Yo, Beast just went inside and started controlling one of the Sentinels. That was tight.
Give him the forecast.
It's raining. Bullets, nigga. Oh, shit. It's lightning. My bad.
Your gifts to protect everyone, but all you do is remind us that our days are numbered, that humanity itself is obsolete. You've no idea how it feels to be left behind by the future.
Our special sciences division is flying in to dismantle Master Mold. Yet again, humanity is in the X-Men's debt.
Trask would rather humans and mutants go to war than work together. We all win when men like him fail.
You sound like Charles.
When men like him fail.
Thank you, Dr. Cooper, but to be honest, it was a team effort. Always has been.
Team's on their way back. Mission accomplished.
Freedom! I mean, I'll get out of your hair.
Look, I know today was strange. When I first came here, I ran away, just like you. The team had saved me from Sentinels at the mall, but this place, a place where I could be me, where a foster brat belonged, That was scarier than any killer robot. Sure, Cyclops still won't let me fly the jet, but this isn't some weird school. It's a family.
A family that accepts you. Sounds nice.
Your parents don't know, do they?
Some sort of solar energy. Still figuring it out. Makes me strong, though. Really strong. Whenever I do this, it just reminds me that I'm different, that I'm lying to them. Be an X-Men, Jubilee? I don't even want to be myself. Just guess. Here.
What's your job? Hot and rich?
Don't forget single. Page me. I got a jet, too. Maybe I'll even let you fly it.
Look, he risked Jubilee with the best game he had.
What about Gambit's other powers?
The responsibility to choose teams falls to team leader.
I know I've been hard-headed lately. It's just, I didn't know how the X-Men could go on without the Professor. Thought it was on me. But his dream, it doesn't need me. It has all of you. And with that said, Jean and I have an announcement.
You're bailing on us to go raise your little one someplace nice and normal.
Logan, we're not bailing. Cyclops and Jean were the first X-Men. If they're gone, who the heck is gonna lead the team?
Yo, my boy Cyclops looking fresh.
Charles Xavier was the finest man I knew, despite our differences. He never ceased to have faith in our friendship, nor forgive my many failings. Perhaps that is why the old fool has done this.
Magneto, what are you doing in our home?
Your home? I beg to differ, Cyclops. The last will and testament of Charles Francis Xavier, as you all will see, his fortune, his school, everything he built, everything he fought for, now belongs to me, my X-Men.
Yeah, they tried to make it like a big deal. I kind of feel like after that episode where Charles and Magneto went on that a spiritual journey. I don't know what it was, but I kind of feel like Magneto was good since then, so I don't know. But yeah, man, I think episode one was just really good, you know, and it was a good cliffhanger. Episode two was also a good cliffhanger, but we're not gonna talk about that until tomorrow because I'm like super tired and it's 2:30 in the morning. So and I want to get this episode out. So salute to you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And we're gonna keep pushing through. Episode two will be coming out as well. Along with Off Day Tomorrow, I'm gonna sleep late. So we got a lot of content coming, you know, the next few days. So stick around, America. Okay. Show's Kevin 27. Believe in team make believers.